San Francisco has a long history with movies, going all the way back to the advent of Westerns and silent films. In this piece from our archives, KALW's Art Persico brings us the story of Gilbert Anderson, the star of the first silent Western, and his Bay Area-based SNA Studios. Both are memorialized at a local museum that upholds their legacy to this day.
Good evening and welcome to the Nile SNA Silent Film Museum and to the Edison Theater.
Tommy Andrew, the host of the weekly silent film screening in Niles, is standing in front of the screen and explaining that this museum is only here because of an actor named Gilbert Anderson.
Gilbert Anderson was in the very first Western that was ever produced. And it was such a fantastic hit, he thought, this is the genre to get into.
Based on that success, Anderson wanted to find an authentic Western location to shoot his films.
So he scouted all over the country, basically coming out west, and discovered Niles Canyon.
Niles was a great location for films, including Westerns, with a train that ran through a nearby canyon, a small town with several saloons, and the availability of real cowboys from the surrounding area who were no longer finding employment in cattle drives and ranching. They were happy to be paid $4 to $5 a day to ride horses and shoot guns for SNA films. Bronco Billy Anderson went on to make over 350 films in Niles in just over 4 years.
And also he discovered a talented individual that was a comedian that was showing a lot of promise by the name of Charlie Chaplin.
Niles had a big impact on Charlie Chaplin's career, says David Keene, film historian, author of the book Bronco Billy and the SNA Film Company, and the Niles SNA Silent Film Museum projectionist.
Charlie Chaplin's career really blossomed after joining SNA. He'd made 34 films at the Keystone Company the year before, and they were typical Keystone knockabout comedies. You could see there was a spark of genius in Chaplin, but he was kind of an unlikable character in his Keystone films.
But at Niles, he fell in love with Edna Purviance, and Keene says that love transformed him into the kinder, gentler Chaplin that would achieve worldwide fame. During each week in Niles, the SNA Film Company produced 2 to 5 15-minute one-reelers. The filmmakers shot them in San Francisco using locations like Golden Gate Park, but mostly they filmed in and around the Niles studios built by SNA in 1913. When Chaplin's contract came up for renewal at the end of 1915, SNA wouldn't agree to his salary demands. Chaplin moved on to Los Angeles, and the Niles Film Production Center folded barely 3 months later. But these Bay Area-based films live on thanks to the Niles Silent Film Museum, which screens them every Saturday night. Chuck Ring of Newark comes here twice a month.
It's funny, you know, I had no idea how much I enjoy sitting here watching a movie without no sound. Totally different. I love it.
Alex Alamano of San Leandro attends the films with his father and sometimes his little brother.
Who's your favorite silent film actor?
Buster Keaton.
And why is that?
Because he's like the martial arts guy, you know, doing lots of tricks. Even my brother likes him.
And those presenting the silent films in Niles get to share their passion for them and their skills with the audience. As pianist Judy Rosenberg watches the film, she plays piano, improvising on musical themes she's already written. In a sense, coming to this museum is like stepping into a time machine that takes the audience back to Niles during the years 1913 to 1923. On any Saturday night, you can come to the Niles Edison Nickelodeon Theater and see silent films with live music, just like the audiences of that era. From Niles, for KALW News, this is Art Persico. Whoa.